Let's take a good deep breath. And I want to acknowledge all of you who are going to naturally allow yourself to go from thinker consciousness to knower consciousness, or I am consciousness. I want to acknowledge all of you who kind of knew that it was coming anyway. The biggest challenge I see on this planet is that the brain cannot comprehend what comes next. Technology or philosophy or challenges, the mind is not going to be able to handle it. There are those who then are going to try to get machines to do it, computers to do it. But you and I know that a computer is simply an extension of the mind. Then they're going to try artificial intelligence of computers, and that's not going to work either. But there's going to be a very small but amazing group on this planet who have gone, who have transcended being the thinkers. They're now the knowers. Now, I want to leave you with this on a very different note. There are tremendous changes taking place. And you're very aware of the ones that have been taking place within you, but tremendous changes that are taking place on the planet right now. And they have to do with freedom. They have to do with moving beyond the mind, which is part of the freedom equation. And what you're seeing on the planet right now is a resistance. Resistance to higher consciousness. Resistance to going out of the mental era. And resistance is natural. It's a kind of result of the gravity of change. Anytime there's a change within a reality, it creates kind of a vacuum, a gravity, a pull. So that's going on right now on your planet. You're seeing it, and it's going to continue. You see it in terms of terrorism, in terms of religions, politics, banking. But my friends, these are all systems that are on their way out. They're not leaving gracefully, of course. They're trying to hang on to power. They're trying to hang on to their old ways of doing things. They're doing it through what you call terrorism, but what terrorism really is the instilling of fear, the undermining of consciousness or confidence. They're doing it, and there's not really that many, actually. These terrorism acts that you see, these are not nations that are fighting other nations. They're actually really not religions fighting religions. Sometimes it would appear that maybe it's a religious thing, but religions are the product of the mind. And when a mind tries to hold on to power, the easiest access point for resisting change, one of the easiest, is religions. Religions are all about power. They're all about mind. And so when a terrorist is looking for the venue, when the terrorist is looking for the dressings, how they do their work, it's easy to go to religion. It's easy to hypnotize people, to incite people, to do it under the banner of heaven. The terrorists really aren't religious. They're really not. There's a lot of rhetoric, a lot of hypnosis, but they're really not. They have no more consciousness than a grain of sand. But they're using this as their launching point, and what they're really doing is undermining trust. They're inciting fear. They're causing great distraction. They're causing people to now just focus on that. Talk about terrorist acts. How much of the conversation in the last month since we met, how much of the conversation on the news at the water cooler has been about terrorism? And they undermine it so beautifully. They undermine the very fabric of life. When suddenly, it's your next door neighbor. That nice couple that was living next door to you, you didn't know they were making explosives to go out and kill dozens, hundreds of people. That's undermining. That is fear. That will cause neighbor to turn on neighbor. That will cause friends to become suspicious of friends. That will even cause families to question, to wonder about their own family members. It doesn't take much, you see. It doesn't take armies anymore. This is all ultimately about power, about the mind, about holding on to the old. This is all a resistance to freedom. One of the greatest tools that is used very, very effectively is hypnosis. In about 10 minutes, a person who is considered normal, person with a regular job, person who's tried to do good all their life, in 10 minutes, a person can be turned into a terrorist, and they don't even know it. They do not even know it. Hypnosis works so well because the mind is linear and local. The mind is susceptible. The hypnosis works best when somebody is mental, very much in the mind. Much easier to hypnotize somebody who's what you would call smart than the village idiot. Thank God for the village idiot. So when you hear about things like what's happened in Paris or San Bernardino, when you hear about airplanes suddenly falling from the sky, and all these other things, and you wonder what's happening. Well, there's a lot of hypnosis going on. And the hypnosis can be latent. Don't think in terms of the old pocket watch, you are getting sleepy. The methods to hypnosis are very refined. And they're coming through all the time. You just don't know it. The hypnotic suggestions can be latent for years. It's not unusual now to have an implant that was given 20 years ago, and it is still as effective today when it is triggered. A trigger could be a combination of sounds or words. Sometimes they're even into mathematical formulas and into software programs. And I say this because I want you to understand, it can get very fearful out there. And I know even as I'm saying this, you're wondering, oh my gosh, was it me? Did I get hypnotized? Am I being hypnotized right now? Hypnosis is a very scary thing, and it's a byproduct of the mind of a mental society. That's why it's so easy. Who needs bombs? Who needs militaries when it's the neighbors who've been hypnotized? Suddenly, the phone rings 3 times, and it stops ringing. Suddenly, the phone rings 2 times, it stops ringing. And then it rings once, and all the signals are there, and that nice, happy couple down the street suddenly gone tactical. And right now, some of you are saying, Adamus, where are you going with this? This is frightening. Absolutely. But I want you to realize something. I want you to go back up here to, if you turn the page back, hypnosis only affects thinkers. It only affects the thinkers. It cannot touch one who's in knowingness. So if you're wondering, you're thinking, did I get hypnotized? Am I vulnerable to this? Once you allow knowingness, no, you are not. You are not susceptible to it. Because the way this sense, the true I am sense works, you cannot be limited by the linear. You can't. Once the sense really starts integrating into your life, there is a constant creative pursuit of more answers, more potentials, more experiences. So once you go beyond linear and local, and you're in the sense of the I am, it will never limit you to a hypnotic thought. The knowing is exponential. It grows, it feels, it knows in all ways. The mind is linear. That's why it's very easy to put a hypnotic plant into a linear path that continues going on a linear path. It doesn't naturally explore other realms. So that hypnotic implant stays. But in knowingness, you cannot be. So I wanted to point this out because, yes, it's going to be a crazy world out there. No, you don't need to worry about it for yourself, but the world is going to get crazier and crazier. We have a convergence of technology, of the mental being maxed out. We have a convergence of an imbalance in the world of the haves and the have-nots. All hell's going to break loose in a very good way. See, right away, dear Linda Grinch, no, my friends, I want you to take a moment. I want you to take this moment on this day of recognizing two worlds. It's not ugh. It is wow. You're the knowers. You're the creative. What comes next? What comes next for you? Go beyond the linear. Now, right now, let that knowing come in. What comes next for you? Off your linear path. What comes next for the planet? Beyond the linear path. Linear path would be yuck, but what comes next when you combine technology growing exponentially, when you combine it with consciousness, awareness, creativity, when you combine the mind maxing out, when you combine the desire of people for something better on this planet, now what? What comes from the knowingness, not from the mind? What's possible? Yes, change, disruptive systems, technologies, patterns, disruptive, but does it have to be bad in the old thinker way? Not at all. And that's where you come in. That's where the fantasy, which is not fantasy at all, that's where the knowingness, that's where the imagination comes in. All these disruptive technology systems, patterns, vibrations. Does disruption mean destruction? Or does it mean evolution? Let's take a deep breath with that. And with that, my friends, always, always, always know that all is well in all of creation.